Hi. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. I'm sorry we're a little late this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. This morning, I have a beautiful guest. This is the second time she's been on my show. We had a great time, but it was almost like eight years ago that I've talked to her, and I was like, hey, what's she up to? I need to talk to her. Well, she's up to a new album. Let me just play the track Royal from her album, and then we'll get into talking with her.
You gave my life a meaning. You set my soul free. Me with your glory, that's why you'll always be royal to me. You were royal to me.
Well, that is Royal from the album Royal by Ayo. This is her sixth album. She's been gold. She's been double platinum. She's been around the world, France, Italy, Greece, Poland. She has three kids. She has played with various artists, opened for Cody Chestnut, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. She's been on The Late Late Show. She's been on The Late Show. I don't know what else I could tell you, but we'll talk about it. Ayo, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience this morning. Thank you so much. We just had a little technical difficulty, everybody. But I just want to introduce you to Ayo. This is her sixth album. She was on before. I think we were talking about the Billie Eve Ayo album, and that was quite a while ago. But what's going on now? You have more kids. You have three kids now.
Yes. Now I have three.
How is it being a mom and being an artist? How do you handle, juggle the two things together?
You know, I can't really, for me it's the most natural thing because when my first record came out, I was a mother already. So I was a mother before, I can't say before people knew my music, but before I have released records. So, you know, it's to me it's like it's such a natural thing. It's not easy, but you know, it's something I have to do it, so I don't really think about it. It's just I just have to do it.
Now, you also became an actor in the 9 years that I've seen you. You've been in a couple movies. Talk about that. What are the movies you've been in?
I've been in Raoul Peck's Murder in Paco, and I've made a movie, a German movie, that was called Vault, which is like, it's more like a,
Sci-fi,
like sci-fi, but still drama, sci-fi. And then the other one, the first one was more like a drama, but based on a true story because it's about the Haitian earthquake and you know how you know the life after the earthquake in Haiti.
Yes. Yes.
I loved it. It was amazing working with Raoul Peck. You know, he's an amazing. An incredible director, an incredible man.
Now, were you nervous? Because I know we talked the last interview about how you're shy. Now, people, I don't know how really shy she is because this is her sixth album, but you did talk about her being shy. How about this acting? Were you nervous then? Were you shy? Did you prepare in a special way for the acting?
No, I mean, I wasn't really shy acting because it's like, I guess it's like when I play my music, I'm not shy anymore because it's, you have to, you open up, you know, you open up and you let go of the fear to, I always say, it's, you know, the most important thing in acting, I think, and in singing too, is letting go of the fear to look ridiculous or to make mistakes or to, you know, not wanting to be perfect. In fact, you just have to let go and just be and, and, you know, I think each moment will take you elsewhere, and you just the very the very inside of you, you know, like you really have to go within. And I think sometimes it's actually I like saying it's very therapeutic, you know.
Okay. Yes, I can see that. You know, I had a theater background, and I was just speaking with Trapeta Mason. She's a poet laureate for the Philadelphia area, and she was talking about using art as therapy and how it can heal people. You know, do you believe that as well?
Yes. I totally agree. I think, you know, I look at music as an ointment for the soul. You know, that's how I always looked at music. And it was that to me from early age on, even before I played the guitar and before I wrote songs and before I even sung, you know, music already had that healing power on me. So maybe, you know, it's when I look at my life, it's like a soundtrack. There's a soundtrack to my life. I can relate actually to each key moment in my life. I think I have one song in my mind, you know. I think and I'm not the only one who has that. I believe it's we all have that.
Right. I think so. We have moments of time, and we remember the movie we were watching. You remember the music you were listening to. You might remember who you were dancing with. All those things, and they impact your life. Now, I remember we talked before that they had tried to make a movie about your life, but it didn't come out, right? Is that correct? Or did it ever come out?
It never came out, and it's actually very interesting because I've been trying to reach out to the director because he has a lot of footage throughout like the past years, and there's interesting footage, you know, like how I returned to my home, like where I was raised when I was 6 years old and all of that, and I bumped into somebody at the park when I went back to that place where everything happened with my mom and all this, and there was this man in the park, and he walked straight towards me, and then he said, "Oh, hey, Joy, do you remember me?" And I couldn't believe it, you know, because I was a little girl, but he recognized me. And so I was just thinking about this today because I'm actually writing a book right now. I'm using this time to write a book about my life, you know. And as I sat down and I was writing, I thought about this moment in the park when this man walked towards me, who was a friend of my eldest brother.
Okay.
And he recognized me immediately. And so it's amazing that you're just bringing this up right now, you know.
That's crazy. So what is this book about? Is it about your life or is it a fictional thing?
No, it's about my life. You know, I can say that my art has always been other. Of course, when I act, then it's not about my life anymore. But my songwriting, you know, my music, it has always been about truthful events, you know. I never made up stories. So the book is going to be the same thing. It's going to be about my life and from my point of view and what makes me, you know, explaining why I am the way I am or why I believe to be the way I am.
You know what, let me play some of the music from the album. This is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Ne Quelque Part.
Yes.
So let's play some of that and we'll talk about that song. Okay.
Y a des oiseaux de basse-cour et des oiseaux de passage. Ils savent où sont leurs nids qui rentraient de voyage ou qui restent chez eux. Ils savent où sont leurs jeux. Être né quelque part. Papier qu'on veut, revenir qu'on part. Est-ce que les gens naissent égaux en droit à l'endroit où ils naissent, que les gens naissent pas.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with French singer Ayo, and we're talking about her new album. This is her sixth album called Royal, and I just played Ne Quelque Part. And I found out that there's a movie by the same name And it's dealing with this young man. He was in Europe, and then he had to go back to, I think, Algeria. And I believe this also touches with your life because you had to bounce around a lot. Will you want to tell the audience the significance for you?
Yeah. I mean, this song to me is a very important song on the record. And I have to say it's one of the few songs that I didn't write. Basically, it's a cover song. I covered this tune. It's an artist called Maxime Le Forestier, who is like a very, very renowned artist in France of an older generation. You know, he's been around for a long time, and he's an incredible songwriter. And this song spoke to me so much because, you know, you have to imagine this song was first recorded in the 70s, and this is, you know, it's a long time ago, and we still. When you look at the song, when you listen to it now, it seems like somebody wrote it yesterday, because everything that's going on in this world, I feel like it's gotten even a lot worse. And it's a sad thing that the song has such actuality still, you know. It's like, it basically speaks about, you know, immigration as well, if you want to take it that way, you know, like being born from, we're all born somewhere, and we don't decide who we're born to and where we're born. Like, this is not a choice.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is, it just so happens. And we should all have the same rights. We should all be free. We should all be able to move. Nobody should have to pay incredible amounts of money, ridiculous amounts of money, to get a visa to travel somewhere. I don't know what, you know. It's just all this has to end, and it's very, very sad. And
it's crazy.
And I like the song. Because it happened to me, you know. I mean, not to me, but to my child.
Yes, I heard about that.
And,
oh, my God.
Yes,
that,
and still, you know, still, my daughter cannot return to America.
What?
My daughter cannot return to America. So I cannot travel without my daughter to America. So every time I come to America, I have to find a place where to leave my child. And this is, like, heartbreaking that I have to leave her behind, you know, every time I go there. And so it's been for almost 2 years I was living in New York and going back, basically back and forth between Jamaica and New York. I spent almost 1 year in Jamaica because of my daughter. So she would go to school in Jamaica, and so I could go back to Brooklyn, between Brooklyn and Kingston. And I was trying to solve the problem, but there's, you know, nothing has been solved because nobody ever answers. They take like 3 months to just send you one letter. And when you call the USCIS, they don't, they, you know, I don't even know if these people know what they're doing, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. I mean,
I really
that
don't
is heartbreaking.
Think...
As a mother, you know, I can't
really
imagine.
Is.
I can't imagine, like, if my daughter was taken, like, my daughter's grown now, but when she was younger, if she was any age younger where she couldn't take care of herself, where is she? Who's taking care of her? Did she eat right? What kind of clothes is she wearing? Did they fix her hair? You know, is she getting enough, you know, sunlight and all these things? As a mother, you're like,
it drives you insane. I mean, the good thing is she was with her dad, you know, in Jamaica.
Okay.
She was with her dad. And then I took my apartment in Jamaica as well. And so she was with me. Like, I would stay in Jamaica for 3 months and go back to the States because of my own status, you know. I couldn't just stay in Jamaica, you know. It's like it was a very complicated situation, and it just took me, I just had to make a decision at one point, and that decision that I took was basically leaving America, taking my child with me to Portugal. So I am in Portugal right now, but I still have to go back to America, you know. I would still have to go back to America, come back to America, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I just wanted to figure it out. I just wanted to be in a place where I could be with my child and then figure it out from there, you know?
Yes. You know, people don't hear these stories. You know, people always think of the other, the Muslim, the Mexican, you know, the Indian, the Pakistani, whatever, in America, and they're always like, the other. If they come here, they're going to take my food, they're going to rape my wife, they're going to bring drugs. But this is a story about a child, you know? This is a child. This is not a drug dealer, a rapist, or any of those things. And those people are not those things either. You know what I'm saying?
and
so
those
it's,
things.
So it's
I
an amazing have. Story. But let's
and
play a little song.
And my daughter was 7 when this happened.
But she was 7. And how old is she now?
She's 7. She's 9. She's going to be 10.
Wow. Well, let's play a little song here because we want to talk to you about your album as well. This is called Ocean from your album Royal.
Yes.
Okay.
Once in a lifetime, rare stubble stone, impossible to find, like the diamond of old. Grows on the very top of the mountain. A long walk through the desert just to get to the fountain. Love is like the ocean. I want to dive into.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with French singer Ayo. We're talking about her new album, Royal. But we're also talking about a whole bunch of other things. So you can call in 319-527-6713. So this is a beautiful song, Ocean, and we're talking about a love of a child. There's so many different types of love,
yeah,
in the world, you know. So there's the love of the mother. There's the love of the man and the woman, or the man and the man, or the woman and the woman, you know. And there's the love of, I guess, the universe. You know, do you have a spiritual, how do you practice a religion? Do you believe in God? What is your, how do you stay grounded amongst all this stuff with your child and immigration and things?
You know, I'm a very strong believer. You know, I never like to say I'm a religious person, because religion to me these days is, you know, very badly represented, and it's, I don't know. It's more of an institution, you know, and it comes with a lot of, you know, let's say there's a lot of darkness around it these days. And so I like to say that I'm a believer. I believe in God. I don't think God has a color or anything, you know. I don't think God is of, like, a certain race. Or to me, it's an energy, and that energy is love. It's something that you can feel, and it's so powerful, but you know, you can't touch it with your bare hands. You know, it's not a table, it's not a chair.
Yeah.
It's infinite and unconditional, and it has always been and will always be. That's what it is to me, and it's hope and faith and all of that. You know, it's what gives you the strength to continue every day, and I think it's a very important thing, you know, for me in my life. God plays a very, very, very important role, you know, because
you have something on a lot of your albums about God, and several of your albums you have like one song kind of like an homage, you know, like, here you are, I'm trying to give you something because you have given me so much back. You know, you have these different songs, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's important to give back, you know, and I feel like, you know, when I look back at my childhood and all this, it's like nobody had to bring God to me or represent him to me on a golden platter or say, like, this is the reason why you have to believe in God, you know.
Right, right.
God just so happened to be with me. And, like, I knew... I always felt that I wasn't alone through everything that I've been through in life. I never felt abandoned, you know, even in times where you could easily feel abandoned. I never felt abandoned. I always felt like I was loved, and I always knew that better days would come. I always knew that these were just moments, you know, phases that I had to go through. And I knew that at an early age, and I still, when I look at my life now, and when I am where I am right now, you know, there's moments in your life where you can sit there and you're like, wait a minute, you know, God, why me? Why are you doing that to me? Like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Or even to the point where you wonder, wait, are you you really there? Are you still with me? Or
do you hear
you
me?
What's
yeah, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Hello? I have lost the network, or what's going on, you know?
Uh-huh,
bad
uh-huh.
network. Like, so, you know, I feel that even those moments are so important, because sometimes we take decisions easier and faster when we, you know, when we have no other choices, you know, when you really need to do something to get
mm-hmm.
out of where you are, you know.
Like, right.
You might feel alone, but I think when you're really down, you're never alone.
Yeah. Let's play another song. Let's play another song. This is beautiful from your album Royal.
I was young, I wanted my hair straight. But the frizzy look wouldn't suit my face. I blow it out, but that wasn't enough. Until chemicals will break my hair off. Then I knew God gave me a sign. I had to love myself so I could shine. I would let my fro grow back and wear a fist to comb instead. On a shirt that's set black and proud. Beautiful, oh, just the way you are, you are. Beautiful.
Oh. Well, if you're just tuning in, that was Beautiful from Io's album Royal. I think we have a caller on the line. You're calling from the last four digits 0832. Do you have a question for Io? Hello? Okay. You don't want to answer? You just want to listen? Okay, that's okay. They might be shy. Okay, so that was beautiful. And I think, you know, this whole thing about love and the universe, I think we have God within us. We have a light within us. And that's also something I was talking about earlier. It's like sharing your light so that other people can shine as well.
Yes.
You see, your music is unique. Nobody else can sing like Io. Nobody else can write like Trapeda, you know. We needed to see your light, and your light is allowing other people to shine around the world. They're using it to soothe themselves. They're using it to pump themselves up. They're using it to send a message to somebody. You know, I was in Portugal. I don't know how long you were in there, but I was in Portugal in November. I just realized.
I was here already. Yes, I was here.
Are you serious?
I was in Portugal.
That's crazy. Yes, I was in Lisbon. I went to the different castles. Just walked around. It was so cool. It was a really great city.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. It's very, you know, I feel like mystic. Like there's something about it that I love a lot. You know, it's very, it's just, you know, you're
everybody
so close
nice
to Africa
to
as well.
Look,
yeah, everybody's
that?
Nice. Yeah. You're yes. very close to Africa as well, you know, when you're in Portugal.
I know. I wanted to go to Morocco. I wanted to go to
the corner.
I know. I just didn't have the time. Like I was like, okay, if I go there, then I can't go here, and if I do this, I can't do that. So, you know, I'll go back one day. But what about this virus? How are you handling this situation, being stuck in the house? How is it over there in Portugal?
You know, I must say that it's a lot easier to be in a place where you have great weather every day and you know, it's you can still go outside, but you know, it's of course it's restricted and all this, but you're surrounded by nature and all of that. There's a lot of space, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's I always say it could be worse, really.
Right.
I'm just very grateful to be where I am, you know. And of course, even though we cannot go to the beach, we cannot go to no restaurants, we cannot go to the library or to the aquarium, or I don't know, there's nothing you can do, but we are healthy. We are here. I'm here with my children, and I'm just really, really grateful. You know, I try to take it, you know, like one step at a time. You know, it's like
that's all we can do, one step at
much,
a time.
Right? One
yes,
step at
yes.
a time. We can't ask for too much, and I think it's you know, pray that everything is gonna get better soon, and I pray as well that it won't be the way it was before, because I think we needed a change, you know?
Yeah.
We needed a
yeah.
change. And unfortunately, change is coming in a pretty violent way, you know? That's
mm-hmm.
the only problem here. But I hope that this is going to force all of us to get together closer and, you know, embrace each other, you know, and find beauty in our differences, and get inspired, you know, and, you know, I think this is so important. And what the virus teaches us is that, I mean, the virus doesn't discriminate, you know, it gets black, white, red, yellow, you know, poor, rich, it doesn't. And, you know, that's if there's one thing good about it, then that might be that, you know, and I think that we should be the same, but we should not discriminate no longer. We should just learn from that. We should just, you know, we're all the same.
If you get into an accident, somebody else could save your life with their heart, with their kidney, their liver. You're going to be mad at them, but that person could save your life, you know, with their organs.
That's what I want to say. And you know, it's as well that the only thing that differentiates us is would be, you know, there's good people and there's bad people. But there's good people. That good people come in every color, and so do bad people, you know. So
I mean, there are good people that have to make bad choices sometimes, and there's bad people make good choices. You know, you could have a serial killer that could be bringing groceries to their next-door neighbor.
You know, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Because people
it's
change,
crazy.
You know, people do change.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I want to thank you so much, you know, for taking your time today to talk to me. I wish you so much. I send you so much love and light about your daughter. I can completely, my heart right now is like, and I'm mad at the government, you know, and this album hopefully will give some light to somebody around the world. I'm going to be giving away some copies of it, you know, for people. And the book,
when you
finish your book, you got to come back on, okay?
Yes, I will. I really want to.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
My son repeating what I say.
No, that's okay. The book will be something different because remember we talked about your movie of your life being a Quentin Tarantino movie or a Spike Lee joint.
Yes, exactly. You remember that? Wow.
Yes.
You got a great memory.
Yes.
You got an incredible memory.
We had a good time, I thought. So that's why I wanted to have you back on, you know.
I did have a good time. But
All right.
This makes you really get a good memory.
Well, you have a good day, and kiss your children, and enjoy the nice weather in Portugal. I'm jealous a little bit.
soon it's going to get
it's
better.
Like 38,
in New York.
It's like 38 degrees here or something. It's crazy. They said snow might happen.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. So, all right. Well, you have a good day, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, lots of love and lots of light to you, Joy. Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami. Okay, au revoir.
Au revoir.
That was Ayo. I just got off the phone with French singer Ayo. We were talking about her album Royal. We talked about immigration. We talked about the different types of love that are out there in the world. There's not just one kind of love, and you may not be one kind of person. You know, good people sometimes have to make bad choices, and sometimes bad people make good choices that you're like, what? Why did they do that? And they just chopped up a couple people. But I hope that you have a lot of love and light in your day today, and I will be giving away some copies of her album, Royal. Follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook, and Saturdays with Joy Keys on Instagram. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Would you love me? Love me now. Would you hold me together, what's ripped apart?